Linda Whitney, does it still feel pretty good to be in this building?
Yes, we'll be here hopefully forever. If you like flowers or the vegetables, they are still here in our old historic building. Everything else is over in the new exhibition hall, but we're still here for you. Please come out.
And history is an important part of this event when we talk about the 170th anniversary this year. What does it feel like, do you think, in this building when you talk about a building that was built in 1880?
Well, it's just the setup of it with the risers and everything. You know, it was just built perfect to show off flowers and vegetables. And you know, we really enjoy it through the storms and whatever. We're still here.
And what do you really enjoy about your connection and your history with the fair? You've been doing this for a long time.
Yes, yeah, we've been here for quite a while. It's the people that come through, talking to them. You see them maybe once a year, and you get to have a chat with them, and you get to joke with them. It's a lot of fun.
So you need to, people see the pumpkin house, but can you describe it to our listening audience? I mean, just tell us about this building.
Well, it's a pumpkin shape. Way back when they started, in the September, October, when the fair was, of course, it was full of pumpkins and crops. But, now we're lucky to get a few vegetables in. Many people come through and said, oh, my vegetables aren't ready yet. So we would sure like to have more if they were out there. But, it's a nice, fun way to show them in here. It's just set up perfect for it.
What do you think of the 2023 year of vegetables and flowers here at the Pumpkin House?
Well, we thought it was going to be a pretty dry year, but, and some people had trouble getting things going then. But right now we're not dry. So we had some really pretty flowers. And, of course, the Japanese beetles are here again. So everybody says I got problems. So.
All right, so how do you remember your first fair? What was the first fair you were at?
I don't even remember.
Like, what era do you think it was?
Well, the kids started showing cattle when they were, 10 and they're in their 50s now, so that's a good 40 years of being here.